Time for our global hit now. A lot of people outside the United States have looked to Martin Luther King Jr. and now to Barack Obama for inspiration as they try to provide equal opportunity in their own countries. In Peru, for example, the racial texture is complex. Spanish descendants, Indians, mestizos, and blacks have lived together uneasily over the years. Arguably, though, it's blacks in Peru who occupy the bottom rung. As the world's Marco Werman tells us, the Afro-Peruvian fusion band Nova Lima stands for righting that injustice.
Ramon Perez Prieto, one of the founding members of Nova Lima, is as surprised as anybody by the prophetic nature of an old tune they cover called Libertad. He says when it was written decades ago, it was a song of the hope of freedom for blacks in Peru.
And it talks about the future, how this is going to change when the black people can grow up or study to be maybe lawyers, maybe doctors, and maybe presidents.
That, in fact, is the very first line of the song, Negro Será Presidente.
Negro Será Presidente, Negro Ministro Será. Negro Canta La Misa, Negro Será Abogado.
We started working on this song like, what, a year and a half or maybe 2 years ago. And surprisingly, you know, well, now in the United States we have a black president, so this song has been like a foretelling story, you know, of what would happen eventually, you know.
Francisco, Francisquito, que bueno sea.
Libertad is sung here by a new Nova Lima member, vocalist Milagros Guerrero. She joins the four founders of Nova Lima. Carlos Lee Carrillo is one of them.
We're not just making the music alone, the four of us, which are the producers. We're creating music with also our Afro-Peruvian friends and musicians.
Carlos Lee Carrillo, like the other three founders of Nova Lima, doesn't have African ancestors. But over the years, he and his bandmates have watched as racial inequality in their country took its toll on the morale of all non-whites in Peru. The racial picture in Peru is somewhat different from the U.S. Only 3% of Peruvians can trace their ancestry back to Africa. But those 3% have experienced the same ills of slavery and the kind of Jim Crow society that followed after. Carlos Lee Carrillo feels personally that music can remind Peruvians just how tied they all are to Africa.
Most of the traditional music here, except for the Andean music, has African influence. In the coast, we have the vals, the Creole vals, and the marinera. Now marinera is used for military bands and stuff. But it's all started with African styles.
In that sense, Nova Lima is not just a groove band, it's an activist band. And the dividends of their activism have paid off, first when their debut self-titled CD went platinum in Peru in 2002, and more recently at a free concert in Lima's main square. It was an annual show that typically features authentic traditional music, but Nova Lima felt that the audience's response to their contemporary remix of that traditional repertoire shows their music is having an impact.
People were cheering many of the songs they already know because are traditional remakes, and not a single feeling that this is not suited for the time. I mean, it was amazing. All of us were... And the people were just cheering, and I think that opened also our own eyes.
For Carlos Lee Carrillo and Nova Lima, it's equally amazing that walls that have been up for so long seem to be crumbling at the same time in many places. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by Medtronic, now recruiting runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application available at medtronic.com/globalheroes.